Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question is in from listener Sarah.
I live in an area with a huge number of mosquitoes that I take every opportunity to kill. I assume that the ones I kill are the weakest and least cunning, which is why I can catch them. Am I, in fact, just creating a master race of mosquitoes by killing off the weakest ones? Thank you.
Now there's a thought to make your skin crawl. So would whittling away the measliest mosquitoes really be having a big effect on the population as a whole? To help us find the answer, I got in touch with Lawrence Hurst, Professor of Evolutionary Biology at the University of Bath.
Thanks, James. In short, I think the answer to Sarah's question is no. The notion that swatting a few mosquitoes will result in a master race of mosquitoes is not a problem, at least not a problem I would worry about. So it is known that broad-scale measures in which a sizable proportion of a population, and note sizable, are affected and can cause rapid evolution. For example, hunting for prize specimens of a number of species, mouflon, for example, or elephants, for large tusks or large horns has led to selection, for example, favouring shorter horns or shorter or indeed absent tusks. Similarly, broad-scale administration of insecticides has led to the evolution of insecticide resistance in many insects, including, in fact, in mosquitoes. Now, the difference between these situations and the mosquito whacking that Sarah is evoking is the scale of the enterprise, meaning the proportion of the population affected.
So you're right to deduce, Sarah, that swatting the weakest and least cunning mosquitoes might mean the mutations associated with these characteristics are not inherited by as many future generations.
However, the reason that this case is different from the others is that a minuscule proportion of the population is affected. And because of that, the strength of selection operating on the average mosquitoes is itself absolutely minuscule. So in a way, Sarah, actually, you've answered your own question. If there are a huge number of mosquitoes where you live, the proportion that you're likely to whack is tiny. And because of that, the strength of selection operating on the mosquitoes to be more or less cunning is immensely small.
So there you have it, Sarah. Allow yourself to swat to your heart's content. Thanks to Lawrence Hurst for helping with that one. Next week, we'll be answering this question from listener Joanne.
Hi, Naked Scientist. Just wondering, why do we have bodies of salty water and fresh water? Surely over the millions of years, rocks will have been dissolved and we'd have salty water everywhere. Just wondering. Thank you.
If you have any thoughts on what we discussed today here on Question of the Week, please tweet us on @NakedScientists or log on to the forum on our website to join the conversation. If you've got any questions yourself that you'd like us to tackle, be sure to send them in by email to chris@nakedscientists.com.